business program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
It's my pleasure to say welcome, everybody, and thank you very much for joining me here for another hour and another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be going to the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, to check in with esteemed automotive journalist Paul Eisenstein and to find out what's been happening over the last week or so in the world of automotive news. Coming up a little bit later on in this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by Ford's Manager of Sustainable and Safety Engineering, and she's going to have some really interesting stuff to tell us about some of the unique things that Ford is doing in both of those areas. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at the regular number. It's 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Email Bob at BobLongRadio.com or Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com. And don't forget, still giving away some of those free wash drop samples. All you have to do is send me your name, address, and your telephone number, and we'll get them out to you ASAP. Well, looking ahead in the automotive world, we've got lots of things on the agenda upcoming. Next weekend is the Woodward Dream Cruise in Detroit. It's also Pebble Beach Week, or Pebble Beach Weekend, as it used to be called. And joining us on the line right now to talk all about the news as well as some of the upcoming events is the publisher of the DetroitBureau.com, esteemed automotive journalist, NPR contributor, and all-around great guy, Paul Eisenstein. Paul, how are you doing?
Hey, Bob. Good to be with you. And, yeah, I'm looking forward to this coming week. It's going to be a great one, and you want to know what I start the week out doing?
Oh, tell me.
Do you really want to know?
Oh, I'm ready. I'm prepared.
I will be driving the brand new Corvette.
Oh, hallelujah. That is fantastic. That's great.
Yeah, I'm heading out to Pebble Beach early. It's sort of funny, by the way. I live barely 500 feet away from Woodward Avenue, and I haven't been to the Dream Cruise in a number of years because Pebble's always on top of it. The good thing is that the Dream Cruise usually actually begins about a week early with all these folks tooling around. As you've seen the crowds yesterday, I saw probably in a five-mile run down Woodward Avenue yesterday afternoon, I probably saw 25 new and classic Corvettes, and can't tell you how many other hot rods, muscle cars, and the like, but I'll be heading out tomorrow morning, going to be driving the new Corvette, going to get some time on Laguna Seca Racetrack, or I should say Mazda Raceway.
That's going to be great, and I know in talking with a number of folks on the Corvette team, they're really proud of this vehicle, and the early reviews have been quite good. It's going to be interesting to get your take on this American supercar.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. I've just heard great things so far about it. The preliminary stuff has been just wonderful, so we will find out very soon if it really is up to expectations.
Pebble Beach is an interesting event in that, of course, it's a high-end event, and we should definitely outline that for folks. I mean, it's kind of where the millionaires meet the billionaires, but it's also, you know, just a great car mecca. It's one of those things that at least once in your life, just like the Woodward Dream Cruise, you must check out in person. So many auctions going on, Paul. You've got the Italian car show Concorso. You've got the Quail event. You've got the what used to be called the Monterey Historics, the vintage racing going on at Laguna Seca, celebrating 60 years of the Corvette. And, of course, you've got some new vehicle introductions that are going to be shown there. I believe Aston Martin is going to pull the wraps off a convertible version of their Vanquish, and as well as have a concept car. So this is kind of a real all-encompassing automotive happening.
Yeah, it really is wonderful. That's the thing that I like about it out there. You really do have to get out there at least once if you're a serious fan of automobiles, and particularly classic cars. You need to get out there for the Pebble Beach Concours itself. But it is so much more. That's the cool thing that's happened, is that it has become a virtual week-long affair, even longer for those of us in the media, because invariably a couple of manufacturers stage previews before or after the event. Last year I had a chance to drive a bunch of BMWs at Laguna Seca right after the Concours. They're not doing that this year, but we'll see what 3, 4, 5 different products being introduced. We're going to see a new concept from Cadillac.
Mm-hmm.
is going to be the new Spyker, their convertible coming. Oh gosh, I can't even think of it. I know there's some BMW being shown. There's at least four or five vehicles plus Lincoln showing off a new concept, all at the weekend events around Pebble Beach.
It's going to be exciting. And again, for all of our listeners in the greater Detroit area on the information station AM 800 CKLW, we'll be covering that extensively next weekend as well. And as Paul outlined earlier, folks are already cruising, and that's another thing that if you're listening in another part of the country right now, if you're listening in on any of our great affiliate stations from Alaska all the way to Maine, down to Florida, over to Arizona, New Mexico, once in your life you got to come to Woodward, because that's a party on wheels, Paul. You see some really funny things on Woodward Saturday.
Yeah, now they've cracked down a little bit. I have to say that they have cracked down a little bit on some of the crazier stuff that we used to see on Woodward Avenue. There was a time when some of the most bizarre things would roll down. One of my favorites was a guy who had a motorized shopping cart. another guy, actually four people, I guess it was two couples. This guy had a classic 30s-era hot rod, beautiful purple paint job, one of those things so deep you could go swimming in it. And he had a matching trailer. Now, it wasn't your usual trailer. The trailer was, in fact, an old clawfoot bathtub.
Oh, wow.
With a shower head, one of the classic old pipes with the head,
yep.
Which actually was spewing water. I guess it was it was powered by some sort of pump that was hooked up to the wheels. In that were two women in very skimpy bikinis and a very happy man sandwiched in between them.
Oh, that is fantastic. Great story, Paul. Another great story you've got up on the DetroitBureau.com right now is a story about millennials. This has been an age group that has really puzzled automakers, but you've got a story, millennials just might return to the car market after all, but then you preface it with maybe. Still a lot of question about this millennial generation.
Yeah, no question about that. We've been reading a lot, and we on the DetroitBureau.com been writing a lot over the last couple of years about what's happening in the automotive market. Now, here's an interesting thing in general, Bob. We think of America as a car culture, and there is virtually one car for every one driver, actually more than one car for every driver in the United States. Great. But when you look a little bit deeper, there's some surprising statistics going on. For example, there are now almost 10% of American households that do not have cars.
Mm.
I guess we expect that in a few cities. New York City is one, probably some parts of Washington, maybe San Francisco. But you don't really expect that on the nationwide level. Well, C&W Marketing did a study a few months ago and found that it's almost doubled over the last decade or so, from about 5% to just short of 10% that don't have vehicles. And then there's other studies. The University of Michigan Transportation Research Institute has been tracking young people and their tastes for cars. And, for example, they found that the number of kids who are simply not getting their driver's licenses while they're still in their teens has increased sharply. We're driving less, on and on and on. There's all sorts of data out there which suggest that we are, as the PER group called it, a driverless society, a society where fewer and fewer Americans are falling in love with the automobile as they used to. The University of Michigan, again, their study said that the motorization boom may have ended. That's pretty peculiar, but we can talk more when we get back from the break.
Yeah, I would love to talk to you more about that, and we invite callers to participate as well, 855-660-4261. This is Auto World.
Well, I saw a lot of crime, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hear that? Oh, that's the sound of somebody buying the car of their dreams. Oh, and that's the sound of it making its way off the auction block and straight onto the loading liftgate of a Reliable Carrier's trailer. Now we see the reliable driver taking over. He's slipping a plastic cover over the seat, putting paper floor mats on the floor. Now he's loading it onto this 53-foot trailer. You know, the contents of this trailer are covered by a $5 million insurance policy and tracked by a GPS satellite at all times. Now, he appears to be ratcheting it firmly into place, checking it over, closing the doors. This kind of care is why Reliable Carriers is America's largest fleet of specialty vehicle carriers. He's in the tractor, ready to deliver this vehicle to its new home. And he's looking at me, wondering why I'm standing in the way of his big orange truck. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. This is Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
People are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event. One day only, Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle and you could win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bonesuckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udi's Gluten Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us here on Auto World. My name is Bob Long. The telephone number is open for your use at 855-660-4261, toll-free from anywhere, or email Bob at BobLongRadio.com. Paul Eisenstein is with us from the DetroitBureau.com. And we're talking about the millennial generation, and smartphones have actually replaced automobiles as the must-have accessory for millennials. And Paul, it's interesting, you know, how the car makers have tried to address this. I mean, with a lot of different vehicles that were geared towards the millennial generation, the box vehicles, the Scion XBs, the Honda Elements, the Kia Souls, and it didn't really hit a home run with any one of them with the millennial generation in particular. The Soul has done pretty well, but it is so true. When you ask young folks, when you ask somebody in their teens or early 20s, middle 20s, what's the most important thing to them when it comes to their vehicle, unlike you and I, you know, we want to know what kind of power it has, how does it handle, how does it look. The number one thing is, how does the vehicle interface with my devices?
Yep, exactly. The smartphone is one of the main reasons why you're seeing the young generation really move away from automobiles. It's more affordable, and that gets to another issue out there. We've had the highest unemployment problem that we've seen among young people in decades.
Sure.
They can't afford, in many cases, simply to leave home, never mind buy a car.
Yep.
They can afford a smartphone, and in many cases they wind up enjoying socializing more by texting than they do by actually getting together with people. Maybe that's good. If they want to text better, they do it from their parents' basement than behind the wheel.
Yep.
But that's a critical issue. Now, the real question is whether the smartphone generation will change their views. Will they begin, as they start to get more successful, as they start to get jobs and so on, will they start going back to owning and driving cars? And that's a big debate. There was a conference up in the Traverse City area, an annual event that the University of Michigan helps participate in, and that was one of the big topics up there. Mr. Mahadaram, who is the head of the economics department over at General Motors, insisted that what we're seeing is a phase as opposed to a permanent shift away from the automobile. And he believes that as the young people start to do a little bit better, start getting jobs and so on, that they will, in fact, start to buy cars again. And there are some signs. We saw a big drop in the purchases by millennials during the last recession. The numbers started to bounce back just last year. But it's a big question. We're seeing more kids moving into urban communities. We're seeing mm-hmm. more mass transit. Detroit, for example, while we all hear about how much trouble Detroit is, how much population it's lost, Bob, we're actually seeing a small boom in Gen Xers, all these people working for these new high-tech firms and other firms Quicken Loans, who've mm-hmm. set shop up downtown and are encouraging their kids to move in and live downtown. There's even going to be a new rail system moving up Woodward Avenue. And we're seeing that in cities across the country. So will the next generation of potential buyers stay away from the auto industry? Well, stay tuned. But there are some bad signs for the auto industry.
Very well said, Paul. Speaking of new generations, I understand Toyota is introducing a new hybrid model at the Frankfurt Motor Show. This is undoubtedly going to be most likely a sports car. They're not saying a whole lot about it, but I wonder if some of that technology is going to filter down after its initial introduction in the first vehicle being most likely a sports car to vehicles like the Prius lineup.
Yeah, well, it's interesting that you say that because we're starting to see more interest in hybrids. There's no question. Californians love it, particularly the Prius. And we're starting to see it elsewhere. And I think one of the things that will help is if you start to see the hybrid engine become more than just an Econobox engine. If people can start associating this thing with fuel efficiency, but also with being fun, I think you're going to start seeing it move out of the, if you will, the fuel economy ghetto, people who are buying cars purely based on mileage. I just had a chance to drive the new Infiniti Q50 a few weeks ago up on a ride in Boston, and I was pretty pleased with the hybrid version that they have there. As you know, they have two powertrains. They have the 3.7-liter V6, and then they have another powertrain, which is a 3.5 made into a hybrid drive system, and that's actually their performance model. It's very good fuel economy when you drive it for mileage, but if you want that extra boost, you get it, and that's the cool thing about an electric motor. They kick in at very low speeds. You get maximum torque as soon as they start revving up, so you can actually make a hybrid or pure electric vehicle sporty. And so I think you're going to see more of that. And this is rather interesting to see Toyota possibly taking the same approach, moving away from just having their Prius line basically nothing but Econo boxes.
Paul, before we go any further, let's remind folks about all the cool goodies that they can subscribe to and get at thedetroitbureau.com.
Yeah, thanks, Bob. The DetroitBureau.com is the web's automotive authority. You'll find news, reviews, spy shots, features. You'll find all about buying and selling. Anything you need to know about automobiles, whether you're an industry insider or just somebody looking to find out how to get the best deal. And the best thing of all for the readers is that it's free. The site is free, and we have a whole range of newsletters and emails and RSS feeds and the like that are also free. You can get a daily update. You can get weekly or monthly. Hey, if you're serious about the auto industry, we'll send you alerts every time we post a new story. And again, you can also get our Twitter feeds and an RSS feed.
Fantastic. Let's talk a little bit about Audi. Here's a car company that really has seen tremendous success in recent years, kind of the benchmark for interiors, and I understand that they're planning to really pursue higher U.S. sales. Tell us more, Paul.
Well, they certainly have to. I think Audi has been getting great reviews from a lot of people in the automotive media for some time, but it has really lagged in the second tier of the auto luxury market, at least in the United States, for many, many years. You may recall, Bob, back in the late 80s, they came out with that Audi 5000, and that was like the hot vehicle, great design. But then they got struck with a sudden acceleration scandal, which they ultimately were vindicated of, by the way. I have to point that out. But the market never really rebounded here in the U.S. Curious thing? Audi is now vying with BMW and Mercedes worldwide. They're the number one luxury brand in China, which is now becoming the fastest-growing luxury market in the world. And in Europe, they're solid. I mean, everywhere you go, they're starting to gain momentum here in the United States. Got some great stuff coming. And this is going to be a very, very interesting period because Audi wants to have the same sort of power base, sales numbers that they have everywhere except the U.S. Well, they want to have that in the United States as well. We're going to be seeing a lot of hot new product from them.
Well, we're going to be seeing a lot of hot news at thedetroitbureau.com over the next week or so as Paul reports on the activities at Pebble and Woodward as well. And, Paul, can't wait to get your report on the drive of the new Corvette. Thank you so much, my friend, for your time here today.
Great to be with you, Bob. We'll talk to you soon.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Want to make your vehicle last longer than normal? Well, listen to this. Exato's amazing atomic metal conditioners repairs and protects worn friction parts utilizing ceramic nanotechnology in engines, transmissions, differentials, power steering pumps, and fuel pumps. Good for gas or diesel, new or used. If you want better fuel economy, better performance, smoother shifting, better steering response, and most importantly, to have your car's main part last 2 to 4 times longer than you need Exato. One treatment lasts for 60,000 miles. Call 888-787-9236 or visit www.xado.us. Do it right now. That's 888-787-9236 or www.xado.us.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAFE. 855-340-7283.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked.
The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me here live all across North America on great radio stations like the Information Station, AM 800, CKLW, Windsor, Ontario, Detroit. Joining us on the line right now to tell us all about some cool stuff is Ford's Manager of Sustainable and Safety Engineering. It's my pleasure to welcome Kerry Majeski to AutoWorld. Kerry, how are you doing?
I'm great. How are you, Bob?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much. Before we talk about all this cool information that you're going to share with the listeners, let's talk a little bit about Ford's overall commitment to green. I remember a number of years back when Bill Ford made a pretty bold statement about that, and when you look at some of the steps that have been made right in the Detroit area with, like, the Rouge manufacturing plant, the facility there, Ford is really committed to green.
We are. We have a range of product strategies and facility strategies, not the least of which we're doing things about reduced water usage, reduced waste to landfill, renewable energy at all our facilities. We have a human rights strategy that's also second to none. And all our product strategies are coming together. I know you've heard a lot about our EcoBoost engines, all the fuel economy, fuel efficiency, and our power of choice vehicle strategy that's going to give everybody the choice of gas, electric, or anything in between. So, yeah, I think we've got the waterfront covered.
That's great. Well, let's talk about the F-150. Of course, it's America's best-selling pickup truck and has been for some, I believe, 36 years. So that's
remarkable
in itself. And you guys continue to make America's best-selling truck environmentally friendly as well as tough. And I understand the latest sustainable material being used in the F-150 is rice hulls. Explain to me, as well as the listeners around North America, what exactly is a rice hull to begin with, and what are you guys doing with it?
It's just literally the shell of the piece of rice that is otherwise a waste material in the process of creating food. So they're using rice hulls. We're using rice hulls. The first application we're talking about here is a very little bracket, I'm trying to say. It's attaches the wiring harness to the body of the car, and it's typically made out of polypropylene, but they found a way to make 10% of the plastic with rice hulls, and about 25% then becomes recycled polypropylene with the remainder 65% virgin polypro. So we're combining a renewable resource, the rice hull, with a recycled resource, with the virgin, to do a little bit of good for the environment. And none of the properties of the bracket are compromised. It still functions exactly the way it has, and it's the same cost, and it's just a good for the environment, good for the business.
Absolutely. This is going to be happening in the 2014 F-150, and you're going to need at least 45,000 pounds of hulls in the first year. And you're getting it, I understand, from a number of farms in Arkansas. Is that correct, Carrie?
Yep, that's correct. That's correct. We have a lot of different materials, and we go where there's a resource that isn't being used otherwise. A lot of times agricultural waste is a great resource to use instead of petroleum or other limited resources. So, yeah, we're just trying to look for places where we can replace a limited resource with something that's otherwise going to end up in a landfill or trash pile or burned somewhere. So it's a good strategy.
I love this little piece of information that you sent me, which is just, it makes me laugh. But when you stop and think about all the good that you're doing for the environment, other eco-friendly materials in F-Series trucks are soybeans and post-industrial recycled cotton. So if you take, for example, one 2014 Ford F-150 uses the equivalent of about 10 pairs of jeans, 26
yep.
bath towels, and 31 T-shirts. Tell us where you guys are using these materials.
That's in the sound insulation. So there are it's a insulator that is made from post-industrial textiles. It can be blue jeans, it can be T-shirts, that kind of thing. And it's just a better answer than a polypropylene foam, and it uses the recycled resource that would otherwise, again, end up in a landfill. It's actually very effective in terms of sound absorption as well. So, again, it's a win-win, and it's lighter weight. It's a good answer.
Let's talk about soybeans. I understand you're using soybeans right now to make seat cushions and some other items as well.
Yes, we are using soy in our seat foams and headrests and headliners. All of our seat foams, about 75% of our headrests and now beginning to get into headliners, is soy-based foam, which again replaces petroleum, a certain amount of the petroleum that's in the urethane foams, with soy oil. So this effectively saves petroleum use. It saves CO2 emissions in the production of the vehicle, and it's good for the environment, and that we're using, again, a non-limited resource. The U.S. Soy Board came to us years ago and said we have this excess material, and our research team quickly got to the business of developing these foams from something that was really not working to something that is exactly the same performance as our normal polyurethane foams, and they've done a great job developing it to the point where it's cost neutral, and again, using a renewable resource.
That's wonderful. Another item that you guys are utilizing, which will surprise a lot of folks, is recycled carpet. And this is being used in some F-150 trucks with cylinder head covers being made from materials that are obtained from the recycled carpet. Tell us a little bit more about that, Carrie.
Ever someone gets new carpet, normally they would take the old carpet away and it would end up in a landfill. We have a material supplier in our supply chain that takes that carpet and cleans it and cleans it and cleans it and turns it into nylon pellets, and those pellets end up in our powertrain components. And it's a high performance, high temperature plastic that's working very well in a range of our powertrains. So again, you can think of the bulk of material that is not going to the landfill that otherwise would be, and we're continuing to add applications of that material in different parts of the vehicle as well.
That's great. I also understand that you're utilizing recycled tires. This is quite cool. Tell us about that, Carrie.
Yep, we have some gaskets that, this is a good story too. It's a combination of recycled tires and soy oil, again, and soy flour. So it's a formulation that uses renewable and recycled resources, and it, again, it's lighter weight than the gaskets that replaced. It performs the same, and it's cost equal or better than the prior gasket design. So we're hitting it on all cylinders there as well, no pun intended.
Our very special guest is Carrie Majeski. She is Ford's Manager of Sustainable and Safety Engineering. If you have a question for Carrie, we've got some open lines available for you at 855-660-4261, or you can reach out electronically via the email bob, B-O-B, at boblongradio.com, B-O-B at B-O-B-L-O-N-G-R-A-D-I-O.com, or bob at autoworldradio.com. This is really truly fascinating stuff here, and we're talking all about the use of some really unique materials in the 2014 Ford F-150. And Carrie, I can't wait to hear about a recycled plastic soda pop and water bottles. This is just remarkable what you're doing with this.
Yeah, there's a couple different places where water bottles end up, and I think that my favorite application is in seat fabrics. They're made from 100% pop bottles turned into the fiber that makes the seat fabric, and we're showcasing those on our electric vehicle initially. It's a great usage of, again, a resource that would otherwise be either on the ground or in a landfill somewhere, and we're doing working with the suppliers to do a great job at turning those pop bottles into fabric.
Wonderful. We'll put it in neutral for some important messages when we come back on the other side. More with Carrie from Ford right here on Auto World. Don't go away. I'm Bob Long.
10 miles east of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away. Two lips touching.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Auto World Radio host Bob Long with a simple reminder for you. Don't forget to subscribe to the free podcast for the Automotive Radio Network at the iTunes Music Store. Automotive Radio Network delivers the world's finest automotive news, information, and entertainment. Plus, a lot of really cool stuff there, including some retro automotive commercials. It's all 100% free and available at the iTunes Music Store. Auto World Radio is brought to you in part by 21st Century Insurance. Visit www.21st.com and by the Busted Knuckle Garage. Unique automotive and motorcycle gifts for everyone. Call 888-708-0897 Monday through Friday, 9 to 4 Mountain Time, or log on anytime to bustedknucklegarage.com.
Thank you, listeners. You spoke and we listened. At Chef5MM.com, we've made our checkout process more secure and user-friendly than ever before. Chef 5-Minute Meals, unlike anything you've ever seen. Self-heat in just 5 minutes. You don't need anything except what comes in the box. Visit Chef5MM.com to see this innovation for yourself. That's Chef5MM.com or call 888-959-6502. 888-959-6502.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
And we're live, having lots of fun here, learning all kinds of cool stuff from Carrie Majeski, who's Ford's Manager of Sustainable and Safety Engineering. And we're telling you all about all the cool stuff that Ford is doing with the number one best-selling truck here in North America. The 2014 Ford F-150 truck is just chock full of all kinds of great materials: recycled cotton, soybeans, recycled carpet, recycled tires, recycled plastic soda pop and water bottles. And in addition to that, Carrie, tell us about the recycled post-industrial plastics. I understand that you're using that in some interior pieces, like around the radio and climate controls.
Exactly, and that you pretty much summed it up. We take plastics that come out of the waste in the manufacturing process, and we put them back into the process in some of our panels. That's impressive, because when we get into finished panels, that means we've worked hard to make it, Class A surface grade, and so that's a technology that I think has been coming together over time, but very, very slowly. But usually we see the plastics, the recycled materials, behind the scenes, if you will, under body or behind finished parts.
Well, when you do the math here, I mean, the F-Series, as we pointed out early, has been America's best-selling truck for 36 years, averaging about 650 new sales each and every year. When you do the math, the environmental impact of being sustainable adds up fast. About 10 million pounds of recycled cotton are used in F-Series trucks annually. That's a whole lot of T-shirts and blue jeans and other goodies.
It is, and that's really the big part of our story. You know, we can do very small things that look simple or little, but then they turn into huge environmental impacts by virtue of the volume of our vehicles, especially the F-Series. But if you add up all the different vehicles we make, we can have quite a bit of impact. And that's, you know, it's kind of been the theory behind most of our sustainability strategies. You make inroads on fuel economy on all our vehicles, as opposed to one vehicle that goes way far to go to zero emissions, if you will. But we can have a huge impact by the efficiencies in our powertrains across the board, and we are.
Let's talk about the powertrains. We've done a lot of stories over the years on the EcoBoost system. We originally saw it roll out in just a handful of vehicles, the Taurus Show and the Lincoln MKS and the Ford Flex. And now that was a 3.5-liter dual twin-turbo V6 variant. But now we've got a whole slew of additional, including the award-winning upcoming three-cylinder EcoBoost power plant. The great thing about this power plant, and I've had the pleasure of testing it a number of times, is unlike the turbos of old, I mean, this gives you instantaneous power, instantaneous torque when you need it, and the torque, you know, curve is very flat across the board. It's not peaky like the turbos of yesterday. You don't have the turbo maintenance issues or durability issues of the past, and you get great fuel economy. So you're, you know, let's say in the F-150, I mean, I know you guys, I believe, are selling more eco-boosted V6 variants to replace the former 8-cylinder. You're selling just a ton of them because the EcoBoost V6 is as powerful and can tow as much as the V8.
Exactly. We're flying off the shelf, if you will. The people are buying the EcoBoost engine because it's no compromises. You're getting the performance, and you're getting CO2 reduction and fuel economy improvement. And that's where, you know, it's our customers are rational, too. They want to see the gas mileage, but they're also not willing to give up on the performance, and they get both. So, yeah, we've got EcoBoost engines on 90% of our nameplates now, and sales have jumped 50% over last year on all the EcoBoost engines. This was one that early on in the discussions nobody wanted to do. They couldn't get to the point of saying, wait, you want less displacement and less cylinders? Mm-hmm. And as it turned out, we knew it was the right answer, and it's bearing fruit. It's a great way to get the reductions that we need, not only to meet regulations in the future, but also to satisfy customers and beat our competition.
And we have some breaking news here on Auto World, something that I was not familiar with or up to speed with, and that's the fact that the 2014 F-150 equipped with the 3.7-liter V6 engine will be available coming this fall with a factory-installed package that allows the engine to operate on either natural gas or gasoline through completely separate fuel systems. That's absolutely remarkable, Carrie.
Yeah, I have to say, the engine is coming from Ford, but it still requires an upfitter. So that package is, it's a Ford vehicle, and we're behind it 100%. And it's CNG, we think, is hitting that market as it should be. Those more commercial customers are enjoying the benefits of CNG, and we're going to offer them on F-150 with that option, engine ready, if you will.
That's great. And when you look at some of the more heavy-duty work-related vehicles like the Super Duty as well as the F-650 and F-750, you guys have got a whole wide variety of choices for folks who are picking up those type of vehicles.
Yep, that's again a kind of an extension of the power of choice, and we're trying to build off of our global platforms. We're trying to give choices of powertrains along every bit of the alternative fuel and electrification path. Given the segment, we try to tailor it to what those customers want, and it seems to be, again, bringing customers into our showrooms and selling vehicles for us.
Carrie, give us a little inside scoop here of what goes on behind the scenes in Dearborn. I would imagine you must have a whole team of folks constantly researching and searching for the next sustainable material. You must have quite a development team in-house there at Ford.
Well, it's funny. I can count the number of research engineers that are working on it. Not a lot. I would say 7 or 8 primary people in our labs, but we also have the breadth of our engineering teams that are developing vehicles and working with our supply base every day. The team in our research group has been amazing. They have thought out, as you say, some unique materials, everything from, they're now looking at U.S. currency that has been taken out of circulation and using that to reinforce plastics, and you know, potentially coming up with a coin tray that's made of plastic that includes currency, which is kind of cute.
That is.
But yeah, we get a lot of ideas from our supply base as well that we then bring into the labs and into the development facilities and make sure they're vetted and developed to the point where we're happy with the quality. And the example of the rice hulls, I have to give credit to Raytech for coming to us with that innovation. And again, so it's between our research folks and then the materials engineering folks that give us specifications and help us do the testing and all the development, and our supplier partners that bring us these great ideas. So it's a full court press.
And Raytech folks are located right there, I believe, in the state of Michigan, which is great
news. Yep, Whitmore Lake.
Well, wonderful. Because, you know, of course, in recent years with lots of different companies suffering some economic woes, it's great to hear that there are other companies that are rebounding and doing tremendously well. And it's great to drive more jobs back to the great state of Michigan and the great city of Detroit. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Got an email question here from Nick, and Nick is listening on WDIS, actually, Discussion Radio AM 1170 in Norfolk, Massachusetts, and he wasn't aware that the F-150 was available with the EcoBoost engine. He wanted to know a little bit more about is it standard, is it an option? Carrie, could you help this gentleman out a little bit?
It's an optional engine. I mean, I can't tell you the price off the top of my head, but it's more expensive than the base powertrain. Because of that, you're going to get, you know, great performance and improved fuel economy. I guess I would suggest you go to his local dealer. It's a great engine, and drive it. I'm guaranteed he'll see the value in that extra dollar, and I would guess he'll walk away with an F-150 with that powertrain.
And as I pointed out a little bit earlier, for those of us old enough to remember, you know, years ago, the turbos, you know, they were great in delivering power, but they didn't do so in a very evenly fashioned manner. They were kind of peaky, and they also came with compromises. There used to be such a thing as something called oil coking in the inside the turbos, which caused them to break down and eventually have to be replaced. But I know you guys are using water-cooled bearings and all kinds of high-tech stuff. So hats off to you, Carrie, and the team at the Ford Motor Company. Thanks for your time here today.
Thank you.
That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Thank you very much for coming along for the ride. Check out AutoWorldRadio.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.